And Rumi, I'll be a skus from Shlema. For Shlomo Yezer ben Rezel ben Rumi Rezel. And if we're successful in having a deeper understanding of the davening and a more meaningful davening in Yom Neirom, it should also be a skus. And if the Baruch Hashem from the Kabbal all of our tefillas, Bechlal, and the Frat for Fu Shleima, for Fu Eliezer, Ben Rezel, Ben Mini Rezel. I want to discuss Shofaris because of a comment that the Ritva makes in Rosh Hashanah Tezayim and Beis that indicates that the Psukei Shofaris are much more important, or understanding them is much more compelling in a year when we don't have the Tkiyah Shofar itself. Let's explain. Malchus Zechronus and Shofaris seem to be based on the Braisa that the Gemara quotes in Rosh Hashanah Tzayim and Aleph. Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu Imru Lefanai Malchus. Baruch Hu says, say Malchus. Whenever you have a phrase like Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so apparently a machlekes between the Balamor and the Ramban, whether that is a pure Dirabbanon or whether it's a Dirabbanon which has some Deiraisidik overtures. In this particular case, this is the location where you have the famous Ritva that Smachtois are ideas which the Kadosh Baruch Hu implanted in the Torah and expected Chazal to draw them out and formulate them. So the Gemara says, Omra Kadosh Baruch Hu Imru Lefonai Malchus Kedei Shetamlichuni Aleichem. Say the Psukim of Malchus in order that you will proclaim my sovereignty. Kedei Shetamlichuni Aleichem. Imru lefonai zechroina, I say the psukma of zechroina is kitesh etala zechroinechem lefonai letoy. I don't know the Gemara in front of me, I believe that's how it reads. And then the Gemara concludes, according to the Arbraisa, Bame Bashoifer. How do we do this Bashoifer? So, over the years, we've discussed, and much of what we'll say is based on Rav Chaim Friedlander, Sifsei Chaim. Over the years we've explained, when we say Imru Lefonai Malchus, that we proclaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sovereignty. And that is the primary focus of the davening in Rosh Hashanah. Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein tein pachtecha. Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is embedded in the Nusach, is embedded in the Kedushas Hayom of requesting Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So over the years we've explained that when we announce the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is its place in the Yom HaDin. That the two ideas come together. That on a Yom HaDin, the overarching din that we have to apply ourselves to is, are we good Avdei Melech? And the insight that Rav Chaim Friedlander has, that he says, if you look in Chumash, so when Paro's Malchus is celebrated, that's the same time when the Sarah Mashkel and Sarah Ofim are, where their fate is determined. So he explains, because that's Hainu Hach. That the Ritva writes in this in Rosh Hashanah, he writes Malchusa the Ara, that when we see Malchus in this world, it gives us insight to Malchusa the Rekia. That why was it that the fate of the Sarah Mashkin and Sarah Ofen was determined on the same day that Paro's birthday was celebrated? Because Paro's birthday was the day when the Malchus was celebrated. It was the day when the anniversary of the Malchus of Mitzrayim. So in that day, there was an evaluation of how the Malchus is doing. And in that day is an evaluation of everybody's role in the Malchus. So when we announce the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, so at the same time, in and of itself, it conjures up a question, well, how do we fit into the Malchus? How are we performing in the Malchus? So that's why Rosh Hashanah is the most, when we think about it, is the most faithful day. Everything which happens, Pinchas writes in one of his Svarim, he writes that we mark Tisha B'Av on, we mark Churban Bayis on Tisha B'Av. But the Gezeirah of Churban Bayis happened in Rosh Hashanah of that year. So even though we look at various dates, whether it's Simchas and anniversaries or other dates, so we mark them during the course of the year, but the Gezeirah was determined in Rosh Hashanah. So really the anniversary of every Simcha, of every event, is Rosh Hashanah. So when we announce the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and celebrate it, so that brings in its wake a din, brings in its wake of how are we performing in the Malchus? How are we contributing to the Malchus? It takes it a step further. The context of the Braisa of Imru Lefanai Malchias is where the Gemara says the Braisa of Avihu Lefanai Mayim, bring me water and sukkahs. So you be menasech the water in order that I will give you a bracha on your water. Bring me the wheat as part of a korban omer and Pesach. So I'll give a bracha to your wheat. So whenever we use something in avodas Hashem, that validates the bracha of that item. So on Rosh Hashanah, if we announce that we view everything as part of the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that validates every bracha. We deserve more bracha because we'll use everything that He gives us as part of Avodas Hashem. So that's the greatest schus we can have. When we say that the laning of Rosh Hashanah is based on that B'yoyim Nifkedus Sarah and Rivka V'chana. So, of course they were Nifkin and Rosh Hashanah. That was the Emadin. But what Chazal are driving home to us, and it's most prominently driven home by Chana, is that Chana's tefillah was that she'll have a child, and she'll recognize through that child the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She'll recognize through that child the Bracha. She'll recognize her dependence. Elanar Azez Malolti. Right? Because, and that's when he says that this, she says that this child will be muktash the Rabbonu Shel Olam, that's saying I recognize through what if my tefillahs will be answered, then I will give full recognition to Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's probably what's going through Sarah's mind. How else could Sarah have introduced Hagar into the family? Because she was so dedicated to the mission of Avraham Avinu that she said if she cannot provide Avraham Avinu with the legacy which he needs to have, she'll provide it through Hagar. And then when that did not work out, when Hagar's progeny was not going to contribute to Avraham's legacy, so then that's when Sarah says, she has no place in the home anymore. But that's why your tefillah was answered. Because the tefillah was, if she'll have a child, so then that child, she wants to contribute a child to Avraham Avinu. Rivka is mispalelas lenechach Yitzchak. So that's what Chazal wants us to understand on Rosh Hashanah, by giving us that laning, that that's supposed to give us the focus that we're supposed to have. So that's Malchias. Imru lefonai zechroinois, say zechroinois, kedei shetala Zechroinechem l'toyva. So Zechroinois, we translate it as being remembrances. But when you look at Zechronos, and this is also a very compelling point that Rav Chaim Friedlander makes. He says, if you look at the psukim of Zechroinois, so the first pasuk is Vayizkor Elokim Esnoyach. The Vilna Gaon says, if you want to understand the meaning of a word in Tanakh, So look at the first time it shows up. So Vayizkor Lekim is Noyach. And then the next one is Vayizkor Lekim es Brisa. After Vayishma Lekim is Narkos. So Vayizkor does not mean a Kadosh Baruch Hu remembered after forgetting. We just got through saying Ein Shikcha Lefnei Chisei Chodecha. What does it mean when we say Kadosh Baruch Hu remembers? So when it says Vayizkor, that means the Rabbono Shem changes Agzeira. In English, you would say he revisits and changes Agzeira. Vayizkor Lekim is Noyach V'Eskol HaChayom V'Eskol HaVeim Asher Yitov HaTeva Vayaver Elekim Ruach Al Haaretz Vayishoyku Amayim. And similarly, Vayishma Lekim is Nakosom Vayizkor Lekim is Risa V'Savom Es Yitzhov Es Yaakov. And that ushers in the steps of the Geula. So Vayizkor, when it comes to Rabbono Shalom, means Kadosh Baruch Hu changes Gzeira. This explains when we say in davening, starting with Rosh Hashanah, at the end of davening, we'll say B'sefer Chayim Baruch Hu V'Shalom Afanos HaToyva Nizacher V'Nikasei Lefanecha. So the English translates it, we shall be mentioned, we shall be remembered, and we shall be inscribed. What's the significance of Nizacher? We should say Nikasei. What's the Nizacher? What's the point of Nizacher? Nikosev. So, but this is a pshat. Nizacher means if there's a gzeira, which is a bad gzeira, it should be revisited. A bad gzeira should be changed. If we're not in the Sefer Chaim, Nizacher. We want that gzeira to be changed. Nikosev. And then to be inscribed in the Sefer Chaim. So, when we say in front of me the psuke zechronos, that means remind yourselves that it's the Yom Adin. Remind yourselves that the Rabbono Shalom changes gezeiros. Kedei shetale zechronichim lefanei letova. So that we will offer this up as a tefillah, that we will forever recognize that the brachos that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us are the brachos that come from the Rabbono Shalom and should be used again in his Malchus. And we say, Rifeinu, Hashem v'nei Rafei kistisi l'seinu ota. And we say, Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us a refuah because we will fully recognize that the refuah comes from him. So when the Gemara says, Bameh v'ashofer, what does that mean? Right. First part, Imru l'fanei Malchus, we can understand what it means and can understand how it's a tefillah. Imru lefanai zechroinos. We understand what it means, and we can understand how it's a tefillah. But then the Gemara says, Bameh, and how do you do this? Bashofer. So lechoira, that means take the shofer, and the shofer will bring together these ideas, and the shofer, as is often discussed, is a form of tefillah. So be mispalel by the shofer. But that's not what it means. Because this is the basis for saying Psukei Shofer, saying Shofers. So somehow we're supposed to understand that Bameh Bashofer means Bameh by say using the Shofer and saying Psukei Shofers. Sivitvah says that's the Pshat. Sivitvah says that the Psukei Shofers will give us greater insight into the Shofer. But then the Ritva says something very important for us this year. V'yeish leimar oid ochi kamar. U'bameh ba'shofer mamish u'psukei shofers. She'birchas ha'shofers yashem ha'shofer. She'af k'she'ein loy shofer ye'mazkiroi v'keivei aloi bracha. That even if you don't have the shofer, so the Ritva was probably referring to a place that did not have a shofer. They couldn't get their hands on a shofar. Gemara says, "Kol shana shemirian b'fana." Any year that we blow shofar at the beginning, so ain merim b'sofar. So it's a good year. It will not be bad at the end. Any year that we are mispal b'shofar. Chaim Friedlander was once very ill and was caught in America, seeking treatment. So he wrote a letter to the Talmidim in Ponovish, and the letter is published. And he explains in that letter what this means. It means that at the beginning of the year, if we give full expression to our understanding that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is judging us, that our kol toloi boy, that everything we have and everything we want is in the balance of the Kadosh Baruch Hu determining Rosh Hashanah, and we come and have a full sense of that Rosh Hashanah, so then that year will work out okay. If our understanding is lacking when Rosh Hashanah comes in, we don't fully appreciate, we don't grasp the full dependence, if it's not a year where we blow the shofar, we don't have a full appreciation of Malchus and Zechariah's. But a year that we blow the shofar, so the Tosfos says this year is a year where we have the shofar, because we're not blowing it because of a din. So the Ritzvah says, "Af kishein lo shofar, yemaskiru v'kivei lo bracha." V'kach l'shoyin et tesefta. Shofreis, kidei she'tal et tfiloschem betrua. Say psukei shofreis, so that, the first part of the Ritzvah, is that your tkiyah shofreis will be more meaningful, and it'll carry your tfilos. The Ritzvah goes on to say, very relevant for us, that kiloimar bas koras trua, v'ainu nami zichroin trua, bas koras trua, by talking about the trua. This year, we're going to say yom zichroin trua, not yom trua. So we know that the Bavli says that yom zichroin trua refers to a year when we don't blow b'Shabbos, because we don't blow the shofar itself. And the Gemara says in Asmachta, and the Rajbam says the pshat is that zichroin trua means the tefillah of the shofar. But the Ritzvah l'shitasai, the Ritzvah says that if the Gemara says that zichroin trua refers to Rosh Hashanah Shecholias b'Shabbos, so there must be some deeper meaning. It means that the Ribbono Shel Olam already incorporated into the Torah that there would be a day of Rosh Hashanah when we wouldn't blow shofar and we'd only talk about the shofar. So that's what the Ritzvah says. V'hainu nami zichrein trua. According to the Ritzvah, certainly in a year like this, saying psukei shofar is a kiyum in the midst of shofar. So now, what bothers me about shofars, is I don't understand how it fits into bameh b'shofar. Because what do we discuss in shofar? It has two themes in Shofar's. The first theme is Matan Torah. Aton Negleisa Banan Kvedecha Al Amkotshcho Ledaber Imam. And we quote Psukim from Chumash that discuss Shofar Shel Matan Torah. And then we quote Psukim from Ksuvim, from Tillim. Halu, hallelujah, halu kel b'kodshoi, halu b'ki uzoi, halu b'seik ha-shofar. Then we quote psukim from the Neviim about the shofar losid lovoi, the shofar gadol that will bring about kibbutz golias. And we end by saying, Elokeinu, l'chei v'seinu, t'ka b'shofar gadol, l'chei v'seinu. So what do we say in shofars? Well, it's clear that we're saying is that we're discussing the shofar of Matan Torah and the shofar of Kibbutz Golias. So what does that have to do with Malchus and Zechariah? Right. If the shofar is supposed to give greater meaning to Malchus and Zechariah, so we should be talking about shofars of Din, shofars of Tefillah, shofars of... we do mention Allah lekim besu Hashem bekol shofar. There is a sefer Siach Yitzchak that says that there are three shofars that have been discussed over here: Matan Torah, Kibbutz Golias, and the shofar of Ma'aseh Yadeinu. Our shofar. It doesn't explain. There's a sefer by a contemporary Talmud Chacham, I think in Cleveland, about Tilul David. So he explains the following. It's a very interesting idea. He says the pasuk of Olo Ekim Misruah is in the Tana, the Veil of Yo refers to the Shofar of Elul. Why is that? Why do we blow Shofar every single day of Elul? We blow Shofar Elul and we stop in Rosh Hashanah. So the Tana of Veil of Yo says, because Klal Yisrael, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai the third time, so Klal Yisrael said, we're going to blow Shofar every single day. And that will make sure we don't err the same ways we erred the first time when we thought Moshe was going to come down on the 39th day, we had miscalculated. So we'll blow Shofar every single day. So somehow the Cheshbon of the Shofar, they worked it out, and they have to hear Shofar 40 times. So they'll make sure not to make the same mistake. So that was a Shofar Shal Masa Yadein. That was our Shofar. Because Baruch Hu didn't tell us to blow that Shofar. So that's Ola Lekim Besrua, Hashem Bekol Shofar. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was raised higher. It was a very precious Shofar. Hashem Bekol Shofar. So I would explain in the following way, that this Shofar was the Shofar of Tshuva. This Shofar is the Shofar of making a Suyog. What did the Jews say? These are Baalei Tshuva Gemura. Not only they figured out they made a mistake, all right, but there's another challenge in doing Tshuva. That's Kamboli Yosel Lovoi. Made a mistake. You have Charota. So no question they had Charota after Chedek. But what was the Kamboli Yosel Lovoi? So what they taught us is that sometimes a person will have the strength to be mekabel yoselavai and be able to come through with it. But more often than not, a person will need some kind of new behavior. Person has slipped and made a mistake time and time again. Person finds himself in a mode of behavior that he's not proud of. Could be bin Adam Lambok, bin Al-Khaveri. But it's his behavior. So he knows that by simply making a decision, I'm going to change. So Yechidei school are successful. Most of us are not. Most of us have to figure out some suyog, some getter. Right? If a person has trouble getting up day in and day out, so again, Yechidei school will make that decision and it'll work. Person is always late. Yechidei Skula will make a decision and change. A person is irritable. A person is tight-fisted. But a person who realizes I have this behavior, I want to change it, you have to make another behavior that I'm in control of in order, as a suyog, as a getter, so that the behavior which I want to address will be addressed. Right? I have to make a suyog, which will sometimes be negotiable. But that will safeguard. If I know that when I get into a certain situation, I become aggravated. So the suyog is, so make sure that you protect it so you don't get involved in the situation. Right? So that's, so when did Klal Yisrael teach us this idea? With Kiyas Shofar of Elul. Right? And that was Ola Lekim Besrua, when Kadosh Baruch Hu sees how concerned Klal Yisrael is, that when they want to do tshuva, they figure out what's going wrong, and they analyze and understand it and respect, and then figure out a tikkun. That's all the lekim b'su Hashem b'kol shofar. But again, the pashtus of the bracha is as referring to shofar of matan Torah and the shofar of loss of love of kibbutz goyis, of the ingathering of the people. So, how does that fit into the Gemara? Imru lefonei malchias kedei shetamichuni aleichem. Imru lefonei zechroinois kedei shetale zechroinichem lefonei letoiva. Ubameh b'shoifer. Or in this year, bameh b'psukei shoifers. So, bameh, how? By talking about Matan Torah and talking about Kibbutz Goliath. How do you explain that? What is the kavana that we're supposed to have? So, when it comes to l'osel lovoi, that we can understand. We think about it. Because the psukim, and they stress l'osel lovoi, they stress, t'ka b'shefer golach yiraseinu, the son nays la kabbis gili yesenu, the korif bezerin min agoyim, un fusin with kanes miak the orets, that the anal tin irch of Ravina, the shrine base midosh of Simrasailam, the son of the kabbis gili yesenu. The stress of this bakosha is only on the ingathering. Come to Yerushalayim, and we'll bring a korban. It doesn't stress that there'll be tchias ha-mesim, that there'll be a binyan beis ha-mikdash, that there'll be koinim ba-avidosam, levirim, as the b'shchodesh nusach is stressing. Doesn't stress malchus, doesn't even stress kibush eretz yisrael, shvatim. One thing it stresses, kibush golius. So Lanias daiti, because kibush golius is the most concerning and the most noticeable issue of Yemois HaMashiach to the Goyim. The nations of the world, seems to me, will first and foremost notice the Jews packing up. What happens in Eretz Yisrael that we build a base in Mikdash? They'll hear about it, they'll read about it, they'll come and visit. It'll be important for them down the road to bring korbanos. That we have a melech, all right, it'll be important to be an Orla Goyim. We'll have a country without corruption. That'll be an Orla Goyim. It'll be important to the nations of the world. Right? We'll have things that'll be important for them. It'll be central to them. Not just important, but central to them. But the first noticeable item will be that the Jews are packing out. That you can't get a flight to Eretz Yisrael. But every single airline will be competing to move more Jews to Eretz Yisrael. So in terms of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, the Malchus will first be recognized and be most compelling and most impressive when there's the Shofar Gadol and the Shofar Gadol announces and all Jews just pick up, start moving. So Vameh, by our tefillah for Yemois HaMashiach, we're davening for the Malchus of it. What's Zichronis? Same thing. The most noticeable moment when Malchus and Zichronis come together, because Zichronis is the change of Gzeira. So when the Gzeira of Jews being in Golos changes, and that Shofar announces the ingathering, that's going to be the greatest moment of Malchus and Zechronis coming together. That's Bameh Vashofar. Matan Torah was perhaps an even more profound Zechronis, and certainly a moment of Malchus. Because if the Matan Torah also, when we discuss Matan Torah, we hardly discuss the receiving of the mitzvahs, of the nasa v'nishma. What do we announce? What do we discuss? V'neglesa aleihem b'ar pelei toyar gam kol la'olam kulei chol mipanecha uvriyas bereishis chordu mimecha migolayus chom alkeinu al har Sinai l'lamei li'amcha tera mitzvahs. We stress that the entire world was aware. So one of two pshatim. The easier pshat is that the Medrash says that the natural world knew that its life hung in the balance. That whether the world would continue would depend on our Kabbalah Satorah. It was a moment of din. What would the new Gzeira be? But in a much more profound way, there was a gezeira change, the nature of which we can only begin to understand. And that is that at Matan Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu changed by allowing himself to become more a part of the world. It's called Tzimtzum. By Kadosh Baruch Hu being Mashmash Chinasi in a physical place. So that means that what would forever become part of Beis HaMikdash and part of Mikdash Ma'at was, again, it's hard for us to appreciate, but it is probably the most profound kind of change of Gzeira that could ever be imagined. That the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself, Shlomo Kol HaOretz Kvodei, said, that out of a chesed for Klal Yisrael, he was mitzamtzem. It was of the sort of change of gezeira that brought about the entire creation of the world. So that's what happened at Matan Torah. At Matan Torah, there was Malchius, there was Vinegleis Aleim Barple Toyar, there was Koyleis Uvrakim, Uvakol Shofar Aleim Oifota. And at Matan Torah, there was Zichronos. One of the greatest minias, one of the greatest disturbances to our davening is probably the level of emunah which we bring to the davening. Right? If we would see that every single time that we daven, if we would see the roshim it makes, so then it would be very easy for us to concentrate. We wouldn't have trouble having kavanah, right? If we know that a person is having a hard time running up our nasa, and he says Baruch Aleinu, and 2 hours later he gets a good deal, right? We'd have no trouble concentrating, right? And if we would know that we have a barkosha, we say Nishma Kaleinu, and Miyad Nene. Problem is that our tefillahs have a cumulative effect. And we don't see the effect that it has. We don't see the impact that it has. We have to be ma'aminim to know that it has an impact. So a person comes on Yomim Neiram and is mispalil from Malchius, and he understands that being mispalil, there are different madregas. There's a madrega where a person purely davens for Malchius. And there's Madreya where a person davens for Malchius because he knows that it's a powerful tefillah for his own tzirachim. It's also a special tefillah. But a person is aware that it's the Yom Hadin, and that everything which is important to him is being determined by the Rabban Shalom. So, a person now has to be able to, if he wants to daven earnestly and with concentration and with focus, so how is he going to accomplish this? How does a person daven for Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How does a person daven for every Gzeira to become a Gzeira Tova? So if a person recalls that it's happened, if a person understands that we have a munah shleim, it's going to happen. We review the times when the Kadosh Baruch Hu changed a gezeira in the most profound way, and we review the time, and it was the same moment when the Kadosh Baruch Hu announced his malchus, and it was felt in the broadest possible way. If we review that we have a munah shleima, and we know that this moment is going to come back again. So that is what allows a person, that's what inspires a person, to be able to daven b'lev sholem, and with focus, and with the munah. So I think that's what the Malchus Zichronis and Shofar. When we say b'meh b'shofar, so it means many, many things. Shofar itself is at least 11 different ideas that in the Korban. It means many, many things. What we're suggesting is, on one level, Bameh B'Shefer means that we recall the time when Malchus and Zichronos came together, that we remind ourselves of our certainty that there'll be a time when Malchus and Zichronos once again will come together. And by reminding ourselves of that it happened, and reminding ourselves that it will happen, so that gives us the emunah that we need to carry our tefillahs of Malchus and Zichronos with Shvei Morin. It gives us the ability to focus and to concentrate, that when we're being mispalim from Malchus, Malchus did happen, it can happen, and the greatest impact we can have on Malchus is being Mesvalo. That's how we begin. Because we can do many things for Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus. But the greatest impact we can have, the Pesach Chaim says at the very beginning, is being Mesvalo for Malchus. And when it comes to Zichroinos, so there too, greatest impact we can have is by being mispalo that kol gezeirah should be gezeirah toiva. So bameh, how can we bring our tefillas to be those kinds of tefillas that have such a profound sense of emunah that they are carried to the Ribbono Shel Olam by shofar? So when we blow the shofar, so that in a moment reminds us of Matan Torah and Yemei Mashiach, and reminds us of Adin, and reminds us of the judgment which is going on. Just close with a vignette that I saw in one of the Summer of Shimshon Pinkas. He writes that the Rambam quotes the Navi that Shofar shakes us up, right? Can the shofar be sounded and the people will not be shaken up? So he said that he remembers in 67, again in 73. He says that I remember as well the preparation that went into the days before the 67 war. It was unfortunately widely understood there was going to be a war. And the preparations, because of the way that NASA was speaking at that time, and the preparation that went into it, calling up all the reserves and stocking all every single miklat, and it was prepared for. But he said, "Ein adoma," the preparation to the moment when the blast was sounded. When he heard the first siren, that the Air Force had taken off and went, and that everybody had to now huddle into the miklat. He said, "Ein adoma." So why ein adoma? They were talking about it. They were doing the preparations. They were all involved in preparations. But when the siren goes off and it's happening right now, yeah, that's the shofar. Elo, think about it. But when the shofar is sent, all of a sudden, you think, Yei Madin, Elochim Yechofezen, Chilachodoy. So that moment is a moment of Zechariah. And that moment can charge its feeling. So this year, the first day, we aren't blowing shofar. So we have Zichrein Truah, we have the Shofar, so all the more important to understand and study the Psukim of Shofaris. So it'll give us greater inspiration in our davening, and Bez Hashem, our learning now, and the increased focus during our davening will bring us chus, will bring all of our bakoshais, Shemali Hashem, Mishalos Ibenu L'Teva, L'Chlal, and Refuah Shleima, to Rafael Eliezer, then Rini Rezel, and Rezel, then a very speedy and quick recovery, and that he'll be back with us in Yeshiva and learning with us in short order.
I know some guys have taken on to learn two halachas for the Shulchan Aruch and to say an extra put up the hill on top phase. If you want to get daily reminders, you can sign up on the sheet over here as well.
Thank you.